This is Morning Edition on KQED News. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. Climate change is a global issue, but it's harming communities of color disproportionately. East Palo Alto in San Mateo County is one of those places right here in the Bay Area. Today, we begin a new series called Fighting to Stay, Climate Solutions in East Palo Alto. Our series is part of the Pulitzer Center's nationwide Connected Coastlines Reporting Initiative. And today's story is from KQED climate reporter Ezra David Romero, and it's about a family who fled climate change once before.
When I first met Mama D and Papa Senta outside their home in East Palo Alto, they were hesitant to talk about climate change. Those are their nicknames. Their real names are Apollonia and Senta Uhilamuilangi.
I'm reluctant to talk about this issue because of emotional issues, pain, fear that a lot of mainstream people don't understand.
The couple immigrated from Samoa to America in the 1970s. They still have family there. Climate change was and is still tangible to them.
Anytime there's a tsunami at home, all of us connect and emotions rises.
I decided to leave because it's too much. And then we come here to America and here is this.
Three sides of East Palo Alto are waterways, a creek and the bay. They lived through three big floods here. The first time it flooded, all the water reminded Mama D of home and brought her joy.
I was outside playing in the rain.
But then the entire street was underwater.
The last two floods over here. The question is, where was God? Don't get me wrong. I believe in prayers, but I lived through so many disasters.
More than half of East Palo Alto is within the boundaries of FEMA's flood map. This makes it one of the most vulnerable cities to sea level rise in all of California. Derek Oyang is a program manager with Stanford's Future Bay Initiative.
If you were to get to know 100 families in East Palo Alto, maybe 50 out of 100 already are right at that point at which savings are so low that another event could be that tipping point.
Seas are predicted to rise by about 2 feet by the year 2050 and around 7 feet by 2100. Without adapting, East Palo Alto is at risk of inundation. But what's positive here is an active community working to prevent future harm. East Palo Alto's mayor, Carlos Romero, rolls up, meeting me on the bike trail on top of the levee. It's a new one just west of town, a gentle slope of grass and rocks rising about 10 feet above the marsh.
This is a 20-year-in-the-making project. Really started in that 1998 flood. I mean, this was inundated. I had friends here who had 4 feet of water in their living room.
This flooding reminded Romero of the devastation New Orleans experienced during Hurricane Katrina. He doesn't want that to be East Palo Alto's plight.
I mean, if you were just to lie down here and look over the levee, you could see that some of the rooftops are below that levee. So basically, it's another Ninth Ward.
This levee is the first in a system of engineered and earthen levees and marshes that will stretch from Redwood City through Palo Alto. Tess Beiler is the project manager for the system and meets me there.
It is really complicated because there's so many players. There's different landowners.
Among those landowners are cities, PG&E, and Facebook. Beiler says they have to figure out everything from who is going to pay for the levees to who is going to build them, how to protect wildlife, and how to clean up arsenic contamination at an old hazardous waste plant.
When do you think this all will be done?
Optimistically, 2030.
Beiler says the levee system will be designed to withstand a 100-year flood, a high tide, and 3 feet of sea level rise all at one time.
Add up all those inches together, it's about 10 feet above today's mean high water.
This levee system is just one bite-sized solution. But to really protect Highway 101 and other infrastructure in this area, it will take a regional approach. That's because San Francisco Bay is one ecosystem.
To show you how levees and seawalls work, I've got my swim trunks on and I'm getting in the bathtub. The bath is pretty full. As I get in, I'm the sea level rise. On the open side of the tub, the water spills over the edge onto some towels that absorb it, kind of like an earthen levee. On the other side, waves crash against the shallow wall, like a seawall, and splash back, making the water in the tub more agitated. But every city that puts up a seawall increases the wave action and the sea level for other cities along the bay shore.
All right, I gotta get out.
Back of the levee, there's a lot of work happening to prevent disaster in East Palo Alto. For Violet Saena, it starts with the people that live here. She's helping residents understand that flooding will likely worsen because of warming temperatures. Her group is called Climate Resilient Communities.
It's easier for me because I'm a person of color and I do come from the islands. They see that, oh yeah, she's part of us.
Saena was the first climate change officer on her home island of Samoa. One of the biggest things she learned in that role is that everybody matters.
We have a high percentage of residents are low income. That tells us a lot that they won't have the means to be able to buy a car if it's their car is ruined by flooding. So what programs can we implement that will help everybody?
I think that we need to adopt a sort of comprehensive ethic of care, actually, when we think about climate change.
Elizabeth Allison teaches environmental ethics at the California Institute of Integral Studies.
So that we can consider what effects different interventions would have on a wide range of living beings, human and non-human, and also future beings, our children and their children and their grandchildren.
Care is what linked Saena to Mama D and Papa Senta. Through person-to-person education, the couple found a calling. Here's Mama D.
We are full-time volunteers for climate change to avoid another disaster. Where do we run?
Mama D and others here aren't running for higher ground. They're staying put because they want East Palo Alto to remain a diverse community in the face of both sea level rise and gentrification. In East Palo Alto, I'm Ezra David Romero, KQED News.
Tomorrow, why East Palo Alto's sea level rise problem affects millions of residents around the bay. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED News.